Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Day Live studio audience is ready for another tip-filled and takeaway extravaganza show. I'm glad they are paying attention today. Today's topics: fractional CFO, human resources for small business, creative clothing, estate sales, and a podcast network delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Paul Whitley, Jason Kavnis, Natasha Zanders, Deborah Davis, and Peter Claw. I am your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, and Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform, the transformational show and platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. And I'm excited for you to meet these good people today. One location with all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more info on today's guests and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, and make it your go-to place for everything that you need. We've made it easy for you to find messages that matter from the people you need to know about. You're going to listen to five of them today. Good people doing good business and good things. This is our live segment. Purpose-driven partners. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people. Yes, purpose-driven people. To share their stories, passions, and provide real-life tangible takeaways all in seven-minute segments. Five guests, 7 minutes, lots of quality content. So today's topics are fractional CFO, human resources for small business, creative clothing, estate sales, and a podcast network in a pear tree. The cool day has arrived, and it's from Kathy Lee Gifford. Find something you love to do and figure out a way to get paid for it. The partners of our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform love what they do, and they're really good at it. You can listen to them live every Wednesday and Friday at noon Mountain Time here on our show. They are good people doing good business and good things. Everything's home. Since it is the season for giving, just a few quick local announcements to support our nonprofit partners. The Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation is having a fundraiser today for local charities at Portillo's Restaurant in Scottsdale until 8 p.m., so stay out of the kitchen. Go have lunch or dinner there, and 20% of the total bill will be donated to help vets, pets, and kids. And this Saturday, the foundation is having its annual pet adoption event at Floor and Decor in Glendale. Jason Bressler, one of the co-founders of the organization, will be here on Friday to tell you all about how you can adopt a furry friend. Where's that dog come from? I don't own a dog. It must be the crazy live studio audience must be the ones who brought it into the studio today. But that is all right. So it's time to get on with the show and meet our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. We're going to jazz it up a little bit here because I see that one of our guests that's going to be coming on later in the show, Natasha Zanders, is ready to go. So today's topics are fractional CFO, human resources for small business, creative clothing, estate sales, and a podcast network. So as I said, we're kind of moving things around a little bit. So hopefully Natasha is ready. Natasha Zanders is the founder of Courageous Creations Clothing at very affordable prices. Are you there today, Miss Natasha?
Michelle, how are you? How in Georgia, it is like 2 o'clock. So you're in the afternoon hour there, but I am so happy to be here with you today.
Well, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate that you've been listening since the beginning. When I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm liking her even more. I said, this could be one of my new best friends. I love it. I love it. Oh, Georgia. Yikes. So you, how is the winters there? I mean, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it's actually cold. I have the heater under the desk, which the temperature is probably nothing compared to what the rest of the country is doing. But for us, you know, we're used to 140.
Yeah,
so how are you guys there? Is it chilly?
Yeah, it's kind of cold. It's maybe around 45, 50, which is not too bad because the sun is out. It's a beautiful day. It's just a little chilly.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're probably in the 60s or maybe even,
I don't know.
Could be in the, it's colder in the house than it is outside. So that's, that tells you something. And in the summer, it's just, you know, the summer, it's the opposite. It's actually hotter in the house than sometimes it is outside. It feels like it, you know, the air conditioning just keeps running and running. And you just, every time you hear it click, every time you hear it click here, you just go, oh, God, the bill. Oh, God, can you click? Because it never stops. It's like May through October. You just go, oh, my God, I don't want to see the bill. I don't want to see the bill. Oh, so I checked out some of your stylist fashions, and I'm very impressed. I'm interested in hearing a little bit of the backstory about how this came about, a little bit about you, and then we can kind of, I'm thinking that in addition to talking about the clothing line and your story, I have a feeling that people would love to have some really interesting small business tips from you because, you know, we all know it's awesome to think about starting your own business, but when you get into it, you just go, whoa. Think of a couple things that you could share because I know that you've got a couple. So I will let you take it from here, Madhir.
Okay, so cool. I am, again, Natasha Zanders, and I'm actually from Savannah, Georgia. We live now in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm actually a full-time microbiologist, which is really cool. And but my business is Courageous Creation. Started out of a need, which most businesses do. I became a new mom in 2015, and so during that time, after you have kids, you're just not feeling your best self. You belong to someone else now. You don't belong to yourself. And so I just didn't feel beautiful and I just didn't feel myself in my clothes. So I have never sewn in my life. My great aunt, my mom, they sewed, and I just was not interested in that. Never sewed in my life. And so I decided to not allow my current size to dictate if I was going to feel beautiful or not. So I decided to start to imagine these different designs and how it would look on my new figure. Although I had no idea how to make them, I just started to pick up fabric and I just started making things. And the game changer came when people started to say, oh, that's cute. Where did you get that from? And I'm like, I made it. And so the issue with mainstream clothing is that some women have small waist, big hips, or big waist, small hips. Therefore, either their options are tent fashion is what I call it. You look like a tent. and you wear something that's totally too big for you because you're afraid of showing your curves, or you feel like you don't have curves and you look boxy. So what Courageous Creations does is take your measurements, your personal measurements. You are a size U. We take those measurements and we make clothing to fit your specific measurements. And so that's how we get the fit that we want. You know, if you don't want something too tight, you can get it to fit however you want to, because it's your personal measurements, which is phenomenal. And so that kind of took off. So it officially started in last year. And we launched our official clothing launch, which was in January before COVID hit. Very successful fashion show here in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're looking to take it to my hometown in Savannah next year. And so I don't know if you want to interject here or you want me to go to the tips or how you want to do that.
I want to say congratulations. I mean, this is a tough feat to accomplish, and especially with what's gone on this past year, and you're kind of in a really interesting niche spot, and people love it, and you get that custom care, which a lot of people, like you mentioned, can't get. And now, from speaking from experience, my weight fluctuates, right? I mean, I can say that at some point in the past couple of years I was a 6, but it'll go up. I mean, you know, sometimes I'm pushing the envelope. I'm not going to lie. So it was like a 10, 12. And I said, come on. I guess it's all in the waist. You know what I mean? It's the waist and the hips. And I, Thanksgiving just rolled around and I tried to put on, I went through 4 pairs of jeans to find, because I haven't worn jeans since before COVID, right?
Of course.
Who has, right? So when I put that on, one of the jeans, it was funny, the ones that were, think that they were a little too wide in the waist, they were so long. So when you brought up the point that they're not, the current clothing that you have in the store is not proportioned to what you really are. And that's the reason I'm bringing this up, because the jeans that they think I should have for that size waist, I should have been maybe 3 inches or 4 inches taller. So then when I realized the comparison, I said, oh, so you're telling me I'm fat and I should be 4 inches taller. I went, oh, the jeans tell you. The jeans. So I was going for the waist. I'm like, oh my God, I got to go pay now to have them like fixed. And I was, well, then no. So if you want to comment on that, I think that's a great comparison as to what you just said, is the clothing doesn't match.
And
the people.
I don't know about you, Michelle. I don't know your height, but I'm 5'6". Okay, you're 5'6". Okay, so you're kind of average, right? So, or a little bit on the taller end for a woman, but I'm short, so I'm petite, so I'm 5'4". And so normally with being that height, and then I'm curvy, so I'm like a size 14. So then with that, now you're thinking, oh, God, I have to go to the mom section for my pants, you know, to really fit or whatever. And it's so not flattering. I'm 37 in January, for crying out loud. I want to be chic and sexy.
You want to be
for
sexy.
Date night for my husband. Yeah. You want to do that. You want to be all of that. And so with women, we are so much like chameleons when it comes to life. We are the soccer mom, or we are the basketball mom, and then we transform to be the chef, and then we transform to put on our business hat with whatever careers we in, and then we want to look beautiful for our husbands. And then so we transform so much during a 24-hour period. We need our clothes to keep up.
Oh, and you so, are totally you know, right. Totally right.
Yeah.
I've got less than a minute, and I want you to give a really great entrepreneurial or business tip that has something that maybe someone can, once they finish the show, you know what they say, I'm going to do what she just said. So give me something real quick,
Natasha. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself, because you cannot possibly know everything. Forgive yourself. Forget it. Just do what you can while you can and keep moving forward. No stopping. Once you start the ball, there is no stopping. You have to keep going to see it through. So my tip is, do not quit. See it through. Don't allow others and what you see that other people are doing in the success that you think they have to determine what you think your success should be. So that's just my tip. And Michelle, thank you so much for allowing me to come on your show. It's rocking. I appreciate it. I'll be listening in to the other segments later on the replay, but thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. And I'm excited to have you back on. You're on my new friend list. So thank you, Natasha Zander's Courageous Creations. Round of applause. Next up, we as I said, we move things around a little bit. We have Paul Whitley, the founder of C-Suite Support. They are a fractional CFO company that helps businesses grow exponentially. So, Paul, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing today, Michelle?
I am good. I'm good. I'm sorry I switched you around. I wanted to try. I always go over and I'm trying to keep it tight. So I wanted to just at least give her a chance because I saw that you came in a little later. So I apologize for mixing it up and making you wait a little bit. I hate doing that to people. So my apologies today, Mr. Whitley. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Absolutely
for giving
no product. No problem whatsoever. I was jumping from call to call myself, so I can understand that.
Yeah, I think we all long for the days where we get to go meet people in person. And you, Mr. C-Suite, and we're talking about that high-level executive support, which, I'm interested to hear some insights as to when the corporations really think that we're going to have some normalcy. But tell us a little bit about yourself quickly and the company, and then let's kind of dive into some really interesting things that you're doing and what you're finding that people can relate to.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, I am a fractional CFO, which means I work for several different companies, and I'm coming in to help them survive and more importantly, at this point, after survival, what do we do to get back to our normal business? And COVID has certainly been a problem. I work with 8 companies right now that all of them have survived because we stopped, got into all the financials, everything that was nice versus everything that was needed was evaluated, and all the nice went away, the needed stayed, and they've survived. So in addition to that, I work with them to get money, lines of credit, got 22 payroll loans, did several disaster loans, 22 is plus a couple of more for other people. And what I do is come in and look at the income statement balance sheet and look at how fast they're going. Are they healthy? Can they stay in the race? And what is it going to take to be in the race? So talking fast because I know you're behind and trying to put that in perspective. It's how do you keep your company healthy? And in today's market, we don't know what's going to happen with the change of leadership. In terms of shutdowns and new stimulus packages and things of that nature, we hope that more of that comes out to help the guys that have just been decimated. The restaurants and anything dealing with people in groups have just been killed, and they're good businesses. They need to survive and come back into this. So we're hoping that comes soon. Other businesses, so many of them have pivoted to where they can take advantage of this. As I mentioned, all of the companies I work with have survived through this. And the main thing I do is help them with money, look forward, look at their payrolls, look at their expenses, keep them in line, and then go out and get more money for them if they need it. So that's kind of the direction is look where you're going, look what you need to do to stay there, and tear apart your financial statements. If you don't need it, if you don't absolutely need whatever you're spending money on, give it up and let it go away. Survive now, and later when things are good, maybe add some of that back in.
I think that's great advice, and it's a good reminder for people that you really just kind of need to, unfortunately they might have to let some people go, but if that helps them actually stay open and keep, a large portion of the people employed, you got to do what you got to do. The unknown is what's the scary part right now. Is there any insight in, you know a lot of high-level executives and larger companies. Is there any inside kind of track or inside scoop where they're leaning one direction or another for, just some advice or some normalcy that or they're just kind of, these big companies, I can't imagine they're just throwing stuff into the wind. You know what I mean? There has to be something that can at least count on.
Yeah, they're all taking positions. Now, the reality is there's going to be a shift. I mean, one leadership team for the nation has been pro-business. The current leadership is pro-employee. And that's going to be a change. So they're concerned about how is it going to affect big business, because the business is the one that pays the employees. So they've got to survive. So right now there is a wait and see to see what is going to happen out of the new regime in Washington, and how is that going to affect the normal business as opposed to the big business. So that uncertainty is certainly a problem right now. I do think a stimulus package will at least get started with the lack of cooperation in Congress right now. I don't know if it'll finish by the end of the year, but it should. But in either case, it's going to have to come out, and it's got to help the small business and stay in place and not be helping people or governments that are not going to be putting payroll into the employee's pocket. So I'd love to tell you that it's absolutely roses coming back out of this, but the fact that we've got the COVID that is in the new growths or increases right now. I've talked with five people today that are my clients that have all had COVID or they have it now. None of them are in severe situations. So the population forgets that 99% of the people survive that, and they're shutting down. We as people cannot survive in a hermit type situation. We're people driven. So there's we've got to get back out, get businesses open, get people on the street, coming back to the businesses, spending money, but more importantly, making the money so they can spend it. And that's what we have to request, require, and demand, that we have the opportunity to get our businesses open and go from there. So I'm in full support of getting all businesses open and all people back to work, which is a very simple thing to say, but we have to do it to survive. We cannot get to the point where government pays all of our payroll, because the government will run out of money paying all of our payroll.
Paul, I couldn't agree with you more. We've been saying that on the show since April, multiple episodes all the time, saying the exact same things that you're telling the audience right now. And the reason I kind of knew that you were going to go in that direction with it, but I wanted the audience to hear it from somebody who is hands-on in bigger businesses and smaller ones also, but at that higher level where it's not just coming from, you know, somebody like me who's talking on the show that has a small business. You're dealing with a lot of different people, and they have the same feeling. So I really appreciate you sharing that with everybody, and that advice and that information and that incentive to, hey, you know what, we can't keep this up. It's time to go back to work, everybody, and get things open, because lives are being destroyed in addition to businesses. So I appreciate you bringing that up today. I think it's incredibly important.
Obviously it is. Fortunately, I'm living in a state that recognizes that. While we're not back to normal per se, I can tell you that the state of Texas, and that's where I'm sitting, virtually every business is open and business has started. During the initial situations of shutdown, you could drive down the major highways and be one of the few cars on there. I can tell you that yesterday I was on the highway, and there were, and this is not an exaggeration, my wife and I were talking about it, we're coming back from Austin. There were as many tractor-trailer trucks moving merchandise here as there were automobiles and trucks. If we saw five vehicles, we saw five trucks. It was amazing, and it is rolling, at least in Texas, and that needs to roll in all the other states so they can go back to work. People have got to go back to work to live. There's psychological problems, mental problems that are happening because people can't have the opportunity to work and deal with people. That's just our nature. There are very few people that can go into a room and spend the rest of their life in that one room and never talk to anybody on a personal basis and do well. So we've got to get out. We've got to go. And fortunately, I'm sitting in Texas to where business is almost back to normal. There's many other states like that, and the rest of them need to follow.
You're exactly spot on. I mean, I'm glad that Texas is has taken that incentive to move forward and get things back to normal. I'm in Arizona. We've got a couple things that are a little off still, but for the most part where I write, and it's also time to get these churches open and have people congregate again and be able to express their religious freedoms, which I'm going to do a whole show on that. Because that's just gotten, I've been mad about that since it started. And it's mind blowing that we as Americans have allowed that to happen. But you know what, Paul, I'm excited to have you on our platform. I think you're an incredible addition and very knowledgeable. I appreciate your passion for business and for this country. I can hear it in your voice. And I look forward to having you back on because I think you've got an amazing amount of content to share. So thank you. And I think the audience should all give you a very nice round of applause.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll have you back on, Paul, real soon because I'm a fan of Texas. So I appreciate you coming on and we'll have you back on maybe hopefully before the end of the year.
Outstanding. One last thing to share. We've been able to go back to church now for nearly 20 weeks. And I go to a church to where we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 to 5,000 people there every Sunday. And we've been going to restaurants here twice a week or more for that same 20-week period.
Oh, so, I love Texas.
But all the other states need to open up and do that. Just get out there and go.
Yeah, it's almost like we just got to let the people live. So thank you, Paul. Thanks for the information and the updates. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day. Take care.
You too. Well, interesting information about Texas. I didn't realize that they were able to go back to church at that level. So that's kind of encouraging. It's not certainly not like California, which is they shut down restaurants this week. I mean, insane. Just absolutely insane. It's like when you shut a beach, the beach is outside. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it makes sense because you kind of know what the reasoning is behind it, but that's a whole nother show, people. Actually, we've done quite a few shows on that. We're going to have some more. But let's see what we're doing on time. I just want to make sure that we are staying on track. I think I do have a minute here before I can bring in Jason, because we moved things around, and he's been hanging out there for a while, so let me do this. I'm going to bring Jason in because I do love the information he has to share, and when he tells you what he's got, oh my God, I love this guy. So let's skip on some of the promo stuff that I was going to do for you. Let me bring on Mr. Jason Kavnis. He's the founder of Kavnis HR. He's delivering HR to companies with 49 or fewer people. And he also hosts the Jason Kavnis HR Experience. So give me a second here. While I'm bringing on Jason, at least you guys can do is give him a round of applause. That would be nice. How are you today, Jason?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. I forgot what state you're in. You're back east somewhere, right?
Yeah, no, I'm in the Seattle area right now.
Oh, you're in Seattle. That's right. Okay, so how is your lockdown shutdowns? Because it used to be bad. I mean, is it better?
I mean, we're not as bad as California. We don't have curfews, but we're pretty close. Like they shut down restaurants and all that kind of stuff recently. So yeah. I was just in Texas for 6 weeks, and it's like it's crazy in Texas. Like it's booming. There's construction. They're a different level in Texas. That was a great joy to see when I was there for my 6 weeks.
Oh, wonderful. All right. So there's two eyewitness reports from Texas that's the state that we should be modeling after. And if you can move there, move there. go get your freedoms and your rights back and get your business open by moving to Texas. Go move to Texas.
Exactly.
Oh, that is so great to hear. I love stories like that because I have a lot of friends that live in California and I don't even want to go into it. It's too depressing and it's too sad. So let's go. Yeah. Let's move on to some happy things.
I
want you to make sure that you, when you and I did our show together and you saved the best for last. And that's when I went, oh my God, this is, we need to start the show off this way the next time. So real brief, a little info about you, tiny bit about the company. Give them the zinger right from the start, and then we can share some HR tips because right now I'm sure people could use them.
So I'll do the zinger first and give some more background. So for Kavnis HR, We deliver HR to companies 49 or fewer people through a voice-enabled AI platform while also partnering with the HR business partner. And so we have different pricing models, but we have a – what Michelle's talking about, we have a pricing model for if you have 10 or less people, where we do HR for free. We do your products, services, like handbooks, policies, other items I'll explain later. But this pricing model does not include sponsored HR advice, and I'll go to more details later. But basically, we have a free model for companies with 10 or less to get your HR set up. And so some background on me, how I got started in this, you know, the startup world, the business world. So I'm a retired Army officer. When I retired in 2015, I was on LinkedIn, you know, trying to find a job, like try to do making connections. And a guy named Mark and Rowe reached out to me. Hey, Jason, my name is Mark and Rowe. Have a startup called MyFO. We want to help college graduates and military veterans find jobs or do skills tests. Can we meet in person and you tell me how the Army is going to help you find a job? Like, sure, Mark, one question for you. What the blank is a startup? Like, I had no clue what a startup was. Like, I had no concept of people that started business, right? I thought they existed already, so had no clue. So we met, he explained all things startups to me, like product market fit, MVP, lean startup, all that kind of stuff. And a light bulb goes in my head. Hey, Mark, all this stuff seems pretty interesting to me, right? You should let me join your startup so I can learn all this stuff. He said, well, you know, let me think about it. But me being me, I pretty much hired myself. I still go to meetings, doing networking, recruiting, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, like most startups didn't make it. But when I was there, I like to say I learned everything except for coding design. Like I learned sales, social media, marketing, all that kind of stuff. Then 2 years, an interesting side note, the person who did the designs for us and the person who did the marketing both graduated from high school. My daughter were in South Korea. So that's an interesting dynamic. That's pretty cool.
Huh. Yeah. But
the two years I was there, I was like, man, none of these startups have, you know, HR. Maybe it's a business model I can do. And, of course, I quickly pivoted from startups because, you know, they had no funding, no money to pay. The company's 49 or less people. And the reason is 49, yeah, exactly. And the reason 49 or less because in HR, when you have employee number 50, all the complicated stuff comes like FMLA, reports, EEOC, all that kind of stuff. So I did 49 or less. And, you know, they tell you, you know, do your business research. So according to Small Business Administration, there's over 5 million companies in the U.S. with 49 or less people. And most of them don't have HR. Because, you know, personally,
how
I can
many?
Use some 50 to 80, 5 million small companies,
oh, wow,
according to the SBA. And so a person like me is like $80,000 a year or more plus benefits. They can afford that. And you have the HR consultants, and that's who we want to put out of business, HR consultants. Because most of them overcharge in price, under-deliver in value. They're charged like $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 an hour. And what they do, hey, small business owner, you need an employee handbook, you need HR items. And of course, you'll say, well, I know that, so I hired you. And their answer is always, well, no, we're just here to consult. You have to do it yourself, right? So that's a waste of time. And then the bigger companies like ADP, Trinet, they can be affordable, but if you Google like ADP customer service, I mean, the customer service Harper, right? And so Kevin's HR, we're for small business owners who knows HR is important, but either can't afford the current solutions or the current solution don't meet their expectations. And what we do, another difference between us and other like consultants, other companies, most consultants, they just give you a template. So if you're a restaurant in California, tech company in Dallas, manufacturing company in Alabama, it's the same template and you have to figure it out. With us, we base everything on location of the customer. So we send you 10 questions you have to answer, like how many days are you going to give people? You have to do a welcome message, closing message, what paid holidays? And then the code and the platforms, and I'm going to give you all your products. And what we do is employee handbooks, HR policies, job descriptions, do onboarding for you, and what we call responsive HR advice. Another difference is if you use like one of the other HR companies, you might contact them on Monday, talk to Susan, Thursday, talk to Michael, and 2 weeks later, talk to somebody completely different. Thus, you'll have the same person each time. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And also, we have partnerships with different companies to add additional value. We're partnered with a company called Every Payroll out of Utah to help do payroll. We have partnerships with two benefits companies, a background tech company, and a financial advisor company that we partner with to provide additional value.
The way that you've modeled this company and the extra care and just personal interaction with clients is amazing. It's very rare that you find that, and that's why when I learned about what you're doing and we actually did our show together, I was drawn to you because small business owners need this type of support, but it has to be affordable and it has to be something where they can get those questions answered, because that's probably, you know, that's a big reason why many of them aren't necessarily fighting back or having to shut down. They don't have the big the big bank accounts to hire the attorneys to do all the layers, to do the whatever to fight something or to even then to get what's needed. In the way that you've structured this, especially with the free option, and that's where people are going to start. But when they realize that the packages that you have that have the added on services are so reasonable, then they're going to say, God, I need Jason at a different level, because you even said you're there for the questions and for the outreach.
Yes.
And the support. And that's what I really appreciate. And I wanted
Thank
to have you.
You
back on, because the small business owners, now it's the end of the year, think about how to restructure things. There's no reason why you can't start now and really get positioned for 2021. And all of Jason's information is on the homepage of our website, and I'm going to have him back on before the end of the year if he has time, just so we can kind of give everybody a reminder on let's get things done the right way now this time, so you can really be prosperous for 2021. You know what I mean, Jason?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And you said also do a podcast called The Jason Cabinet Experience. I talk to small business owners and founders and other interesting people. So I'm always looking for guests for that if anyone's interested in that.
And that's perfect. We're going to list that on there, and I'll even see if there's room to put it in the one spot. I'll mention that you're looking for guests. Otherwise, I will bring that up during my segments on this show, so we can get more people. You know, we want more good people doing good business and good things from all different directions. You know, put them all together.
Yes.
In the same room, in the same community, and look what happens. I mean, that's why I did this platform, is to bring together everybody. So
exactly.
You don't have to go try to find, you don't have to go find all these people and then wonder if they're any good. And then when you try them out or listen to them, you're like, oh God, no, I don't even want to be friends with this person, no less work with them. And that, it doesn't have to be that way. So I appreciate
Jason being part of this.
You
bring up a good point, how much time like entrepreneurs waste doing that kind of stuff, like, you know, validating, you know, going to people like, man, like just like 30 minutes I came back, you know, and you're doing a great job of that, you know, vetting things for people.
Yeah, I'm just making it easy. And then you can find them easily on the website, which is everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All of our partners that we're talking to on this purpose-driven partners segment are on the homepage. And if you want to go and find some of the older episodes too, just go to the Partners and Patriots tab, because these people are our partners and they're great patriots. I mean, we're, you know, just trying to do good business and help everybody get back on their feet. So Jason, thank you for being a part of this. I want you to come back on before the end of the year, so we can kind of just get these small business owners with a little shake and go, come on, you need HR the right way. It'll make your life easier. Jason's your friend. So do me a favor, just jump on the calendar anytime today and just pick something out within the next couple of weeks, so we can go a little bit more. I just want people to realize these resources are there and you just need to use them, people. That's all. We're just making it easy because it's time to get everything back to normal. So Jason, thanks for coming on, and I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thanks for being a great partner. So speaking of Reopen America, for those of you who don't know, we have a whole Reopen America Resource Center as part of our website. Here's a little information, because we need to get this country back together and working.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
So it's kind of a great segue for what Paul was talking about, the comparison to how booming Texas is and the things that we need to do to get this country back in order and everybody back to work. So what we did, we started this back in the spring, and now it's kind of evolved into an amazing resource platform where there is all free information. So basically, it's got business organization, networking groups, communities, employment opportunities, virtual events, LinkedIn and Facebook groups to join, personal and professional development resources, product services, live streams, trustworthy nonprofits, which is really important now, coronavirus facts, must follow people podcasts, and much more. Reopen America Resource Center, and all of our partners today that you're meeting and you're getting to know, and all of them on these segments, and all of the guests that we've had, their information's on there too. So we've made it easy. We've vetted the people. We know which ones are the good ones. Here's the people you need to listen to, work with, learn from, put everything in one spot. So just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And at the top banner, if you click Reopen America, all kinds of different categories, everything you need, click on there and go enjoy yourself. There's a lot of resources that you need, anything that you need to personally and professionally navigate through this crazy new world we've got. You can get back to work. You can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference in the community. It's all right there. Everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the Reopen America tab. One location, all the information. Telling you, we've got it. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. It is loaded with content. And you wonder why I don't leave the house, because I keep adding on to this crazy website of information for everybody. Just want to put it all in one spot. All right, so I want to get to our next guest, who is here in the Scottsdale, or shall I say the Phoenix area. Hang on one second here. I am a little over my time, and I want to move things along, so I apologize. I apologize. So my next guest is Deborah Davis. She's an estate consultant at the AZ Auctionista. And I like the Auctionista. Round of applause, everybody. Deborah, I think your line of work is very appropriate for this, not only this time of year, where we are in the world when it comes to who might be needing estate sales and why and support and, you know what I mean? It's just, I've always been looking for somebody in your industry that really knew that niche. So I'm glad that I stumbled across you through Facebook. We were connected, and so thank you. Tell us a little bit about, tiny bit about you and the AZ Auctionista, especially here in Arizona.
All right.
Jeez.
Thank you, Michelle, for inviting me onto your podcast today. Are you able to hear me?
You're very welcome. Yeah, I got you. I got you loud and clear.
Okay.
Got you loud and clear.
Perfect. All right. I am Deborah Davis, also known as the Arizona Auctionista. I connect my clients' finest treasure to the finest buyers worldwide, whether it be through online or live auctions, estate sales, I do consultations and appraisals. And if I cannot assist a potential client, I'll find someone who can. I routinely work with realtors, financial advisors, estate planners, attorneys, fiduciaries, and clients needing my assistance throughout the United States, not just Arizona. In addition, I work with those who are downsizing, looking to sell a collection, or those who have inherited an estate, and frankly, they're in the middle of grief, and they're just really just don't know where to start. I always like to advise my clients to never throw anything away until they call me for a complimentary consultation. A few years back, I worked with a firm, and there was a client who wanted us to appraise his Kobe Bryant signed poster because he thought that's where his value was in his collection. Well, it turned out after touring his garage, he had some substantial artwork that was located in a pile to be disposed of via trash collection the very next day. We kind of informed him that he could crumple up his signed poster and throw that away the next day, since he was a proud owner of a painting by Jackson Pollock that could potentially be worth millions.
Wow.
And he had another piece. He had another piece of art that hammered out to, I think it was over $136,000. I like to work exclusively with two companies in the Arizona area, even bringing my anything throughout the United States to these companies. I work with Bradford's Auction Gallery and Liberty Liquidation for all my clients' needs. At the gallery, I kind of focus on art, jewelry, coins, gold, silver, Native American, couture, designer handbags, mid-century modern furniture and vehicles. And with Liberty, we focus on full estates and liquidations. And I tell you, I love what I do, and I don't consider it a job. I get up every day, and I'm excited.
And you know, this, like I said, this, people take for granted what the value is that they have. And, you know, you kind of know, let's just put it this way. Somebody came, if it came to my home, I, you know, there were one or two things that might get past Thank you for money, but it's something that could have a little bit of value. So people know. But when you're talking artwork or coins or some sort of family heirloom where it's, you kind of have a hint, you have an idea that there might be value to it, that's when they need somebody like opinion, you know, like the Anthony Broad Show. But, you know, people know that if it's got hope to have some value, right? So it's
right.
People don't come to you with something and they're like, really, this is I can buy it now, no less if there's somebody is going to, you know, pay a lot of money for it. I just kind of want to put it in perspective so people just don't think because it's old, oh, it's going to automatically have value.
Yeah, I run into that a lot where, well, this is old, it has value. Well, what's happened in our market is we have those darn millennial children that don't want anything. They want nothing. And that's kind of driven the value down for antiques. We think it's about an 8-year turnaround that won't be an issue. Where they'll start to value the things that their parents and grandparents had.
That's sad.
That's what we're all hoping for.
Yeah, China, I think that's sad.
I have clients with China, and they tell me I spent thousands of dollars on this, and I have to hold them by the hand. Well, sit down because it's worth about $125. We don't entertain in the same way that we used to with large dinner parties, formal, and that's a shocker to many clients. They look at me like I have
but
three
you're
eyes.
Crazy. Exactly. <They're> like, you exactly. know how much I pay for this. Like, it does. And that's the thing, too. I mean, with all these online resources where people are posting stuff on all the, you know, the apps and the different things where, you know, oh, you can get so much money. And, you know, people still need to put things in perspective and then also separate themselves from where things were, like you mentioned, years ago to where you are now. As to what you think
right.
you're going to be getting for it. But at the other side, you are going to find the stories, the success stories, like you mentioned earlier, where somebody thinks it's junk and it's not. So it's almost
right.
like you want to say, oh, well, at least we can give it a try, but you got to be realistic. So it's almost like I don't want people's expectations to be really high on what they think things are worth. I'd rather have them kind of presently surprised, but still just use common sense when you think of what might actually have that hidden value. You know, it's
absolutely,
you know, reality bites is I believe the movie, right?
Right. In my business, it's called managing expectations. And I will not take on a client if I feel that they have unrealistic expectations because it will disappoint them, and my goal is to help them to bring as much monetary value for their treasures to the table as I can, because one, it's more money for them, more money for me, but they'll be more apt to recommend me down the road to their friends and family.
Right. And, you know, having that personal touch as opposed to maybe like a really big company where you're not going to get that customer service and care, where you're automatically just kind of thinking, oh, you know, like a big law firm, you automatically think, you know, they're taking all my money. So even if I win, they still get one third or a half or something. And, you know, having that more personalized experience and care and touch, especially if this is something that's really emotional because there's a passing, you know, that support is there's no price that you can pay
absolutely
for that type of approach. So and you have that care. So that's wonderful to help people because it's sensitive, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Deborah, I appreciate you coming on. I've got like 20 seconds. Is there one thing that somebody can do to be more prepared when they go to work with you so they could get ready? So is there one little tip, something that they can do to optimize this?
Do nothing away until you call me. I had a request. Really quick.
I love it.
I had a client who was throwing away pens out of her husband's desk. Well, it turned out there were Mont Blanc Cartier pens, and about $4,000 or $5,000 later, I mean, the trash was full. So don't throw anything away until you call me.
Yeah, if it's a Bic pen, you can throw it out. But if it's a Montblanc, you know what I mean, or Waterman, like, then, you know, Cartier, stop. But if it's a, you know, if it's something where you bit off the tab and it's all twisted and you wonder why it's still in the drawer, you can throw those out. That's what I'm saying. Reality, people. You got to put things into perspective. Oh, Deborah, thank you so much for coming on. We'll have you back on, let's just say, in the beginning of the new year. Maybe we can give some advice to people. Hopefully things have changed a little bit, and you know, let's get back in the groove, get this country open, and get people, get them some money, you know. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you much, Michelle, for having me on your show.
You're welcome. I look forward to having you on again, and I appreciate your partnership on our platform. So thank you, my dear. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. So before we bring on our last guest, I am okay on time, but I just wanted to let you know, where is my notes? Where is my notes? Hold on a second. Oh, that's right. Each month we do have a free giveaway, and all you need to do to enter is rate and review our show, and you can also subscribe on your favorite podcast player. We're on 14 of them. So just a couple little clicks on the mouse, a little typing, and you get one entry to win our monthly prize. This month, we have upped it since 'tis the season to be jolly. It's a $50 gift card for Amazon. So to keep it simple, just go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the rate and review graphic. I'm going to put it right there at the top so you can see it. And rate and review the show. You'll get one entry to win the $50 gift card for Amazon. And all of the tabs to subscribe to this show are up there, too. So just click on that. And that way you'll never miss an episode of Everything Home, whether it is one of these episodes on Wednesday and Friday, which are live at 12 noon. You can also go ahead and check out who we are, what we do. Visit that Reopen America Resource Center that I told you about. That is incredible information. And all the partners' information are on there, too. And all that. Oh, by the way, that information is free. Everything on there is free. Free, 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 free. You can also join the community, become one of our partners, a guest on this show. And there's a long list of benefits for being a partner. Oh, that's free too. Did I tell you that? That's free too. Just getting like-minded people, the good people doing good business, good things. We just all want them in one place, and we want them very accessible, easy to find. So when you're listening and you want the help, you want the info, you want the resources, you just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's all right there. All these are really good people. I've built some great relationships with them, and that's just because that they're sincere and they're good. They're really good at what they do. You can also listen to any of our 138 episodes. It's all right there on the website. I try to make it as clear as possible. And you know what? Let us know which topics you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about podcasts next. So our next guest, bringing up the rear, is going to be Peter Kloh. And I butchered his name last time. I probably just did, but I know he has two ways to pronounce it. And one is a little fancy. He is the founder of the Independent Podcast Alliance. And let's bring on Mr. Peter. Mr. Peter, how about an audience round of applause?
It was deafening cheers. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're very welcome. Yes, very welcome.
It's Clow.
Clow!
Peter Clow.
You know
what? C. Peter Clow.
What's the C for?
That's a good idea.
Oh, all right. C. Peter Clow. Now that I know it's Clow, I will put phonetics.
Clow rhymes with wow and now.
Oh, that now I'm never going to forget it because it's wow. It's
there
wow. It's Peter Clow. See, that's it. Now
and your star on the high spout.
Instead of saying you had me at hello, you had me at wow, Peter Clow.
There you go.
So I do want to let you know that I did set up my Independent Podcast Alliance account. I posted in there, so I just need to get into get my routine done so I can get everything where I need, really dive into some of the features and get networking in there. So tell us a little bit about the a little bit about you and the Independent Podcast Alliance, because I think it's an incredible resource, and I'm excited to share more of it and more future episodes.
We are continuing to add partnerships and resources to it. Right now it is a community of about 1,000 independent podcasters. It rises and falls a little bit, but mostly rises. It is it's growing. It's free to join at podcastalliance.org. And it is something which if you are, a podcaster or an aspiring podcaster, it's a great place to start. Many of the people who are in the Alliance have podcasts with, under 100 listens per episode. And then there are some with substantially more. But there's a lot of people in here who are hobbyists, who are doing it for the love of it. They have a passion for it, and they're trying to get better. And that's what we're all about, is helping each other to get better, to create better product, to grow the audience, to promote via each other and other methods, and to ultimately to monetize, which is a tough thing to do, but it is doable, even if it's just to the point of paying for your hosting costs and something else you might want to add to your resources, be it a microphone or better headphones or whatever it is. You can often make enough money to cover that kind of stuff, and then some people are making a tremendous living at it. But it's all a matter of how much time, energy, and frankly, quality of your product. And one of the things which we've introduced very recently is our own consulting and coaching program. People who are professionals, who are people who are busy with their work. They have a business to promote. They are not just trying to build an audience to run ads, but they want to get their voice heard. They want to have stuff out there that people can look at them as a thought leader, as an authority in their marketplace. And podcasting is a great way to do that, because people can listen to it when they want to. It's portable, it's powerful, it's very personal, and you can have a library of content. And many of the people who are doing this already have a library of content. They're public speakers, they are blog posters, they're writers, they have lots of things which they distribute for whatever programs they may have, whether it's a coach or an entrepreneur or whatever it may be. And so they're further along than they think they are. A lot of times, we take for granted the things that we know very well, but other people who could benefit from them don't know. Things that we may think are the simplest thing in the world, other people just have no idea because they have not been, exploring that area. And it's, podcasting is a great way to get it out there, and we're here to help.
And the resources that you have on there they're pretty incredible. And sometimes you just need a little bit of advice or on something simple, even if you've been doing it for a while or even if it's new, because the whole point is, why reinvent the wheel? If somebody's already got it in one spot, or if they can give you the information, researching and trying to find things with all the junk and the noise that's out there is always the mm-hmm. most difficult part. And that's why when I first came across you, I said, what a great addition to our platform is to have the Podcast Alliance and Peter on and become part of the community, because a lot of the people that are guests on our show have their own podcast and we're promoting them, because the smaller people, and I know you're going to agree with this, a lot of the times the people that have the smaller audiences, or you don't necessarily know about them, like the best kept secrets, their content's better than, say a Joe Rogan. I mean, and I've talked to a lot of podcast people and a lot of talk radio show hosts, and they all say the same thing. So it's, I mention his name because probably the most recognizable, but his show's not that great. So having this community of the independent podcasters where they can get the support, but then promote each other's shows. And he goes, you don't have a big budget. So I think your platform is great to provide that support. And I'm interested in hearing more about the consulting next time you come on. So I think it's
absolutely
great, Peter. I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
You're just talking about it, not reinventing the wheel. And right before this call, I was actually looking at a thing which somebody else published online, which was 101 tactics to promote your podcast. And I'm going through the list and I'm like, yes, I know this. Yes, I know this. Yes, I know this. And then it's like, oh, that reminded me that I really need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's something which, and just going out there and, finding things which are great to pass along. And there's one of these things which they have, post episodes in Reddit. I hadn't even thought about that. Why not? Especially if you find a subreddit which fits your niche. that could be more work. And it's just, anyway, there's, and we're just like turning around stuff that we learn and putting it out to the members on a fairly regular basis. And we're becoming more regular as we launch the Independent Podcast Alliance podcast coming up very soon.
Oh, I was waiting for that. I'm excited to hear that too. And I appreciate you being part of the platform. I'm going to, we'll have you back on real soon so we could talk a little bit about more specific tips. And I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to diving into the Podcast Alliance group this weekend, and I'm going to be able to share some of that directly with the audience in these segments. So thank you, Peter.
Excellent.
I appreciate it. I got to wrap it up now because it's time to go. The 1 o'clock person's coming out. I got to give them a spot, but I'm going to take a couple more minutes. But thank you, Peter. I'll have you back on real soon so we could talk a little bit more about some of these tips, and I think it's important.
Excellent.
All righty. So before we end the show today, and I'm over, barely over, how about those partners? Great people. And you can hear it in their voice. They care, they're sincere, and they love what they do, not to mention they're really, really good at it. So if you're interested in becoming a partner, just go to the Everything Home, well, not the, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. There's a big graphic that says join. Become a partner. It'll take you to the page with all the information, and you get to schedule a spot on the show. We're there to support small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, nonprofits. There's no reason anybody has to do this alone. We're all in this together, guys, and when we could bring all these like-minded people that create value, that have great content, information, and support, you can listen to them, you can hire them, you get the advice, all that. It's in one spot. Partnerships, relationships, promotions. That's what it's all about. That's how we're going to be all successful together. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click on the join. You can go to partners in the Patriots tab. It's also on there too to join and get more information. But I'd love to have you be part of this platform because we're always looking for good people doing good business and good things. Don't forget to listen and subscribe. Go ahead, rate, review, and enter the contest. Oh gosh, is there anything else before we jam out of here? Just a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Our information is going to be listed on our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, or click the Partners and Patriots tab. And don't forget to join us on Friday at 12 noon for another live episode of the Everything Home Purpose-Driven Partners special segment, and learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference in so much more. So everybody remember,
we're all in this together. Once we know that we are, we're all starting and we see that.
So go make it a great day because you deserve it, everybody. The dog's back? What?
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.